This year marks the 100th anniversary of the University of Illinois Extension. The extension began in 1914 when Congress passed the Smith-Lever Act that established extension services at the nation's land-grant universities. A big part of the extension's focus has been on agricultural outreach and support. Just to give you a taste of that, here's a clip from a 1940 WILL broadcast on milk goats.
Something about milk goats presented on transcription by the University of Illinois College of Agriculture. Now, most of us don't know very much about milk goats, so let's solicit some help from our authority, E.E. Ormiston of the Dairy Husbandry Department. Ormy?
Well, Ted, as you say, most of us are not very well informed on milk goats.
That was part of a 1940 program on WILL that captures some of the University of Illinois Extension's emphasis on agriculture. There were also extension programs on home economics and food preservation that were designed to help rural families. But the U of I Extension has shifted its focus over the last century to meet the needs of a diverse population. Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers recently talked about some of those changes with U of I Extension Director George Sapar.
We don't have 30 or 40 or 50% of the population involved in farming anymore. It's a much smaller percentage. And so what Extension has done strategically to try and see where we can have the biggest impact. And so we've, in some cases, changed our focus. We still continue to work with the large commercial agricultural interests, but we also have a focus on local foods, small farms, because those are areas that we feel there's a tremendous amount of interest, and we feel we can have a fairly large impact as far as providing resources to that group.
And just geographically, those sort of programs can really target urban areas.
Right, and that's another big push that we're seeing right now. Just, again, looking at where the population centers are and the people that can benefit from research-based education, and those are the metro areas. And probably the biggest example of that would be in our 4-H program. We've seen a tremendous interest in taking 4-H that was traditionally viewed as kind of a rural-type activity and making that available to kids in metro areas. And so there's been a large focus to try and expand that and not just, you know, restrict it to traditional corn and pig clubs, but to look at what types of things would interest children from metro areas. There's a big push right now to look at the STEM fields, the science, technology, engineering, and math. And so that's certainly an area that 4-H can add value to. We have a research-based connection to the campus. Kids are interested in it. We've got robotics clubs that are really kind of fun for anyone to get involved with. And so we see those really taking off and getting a lot of attention.
I know the USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, has put an emphasis on locally grown farm products. How does the U of I Extension really reach out to develop this sector?
Okay, so that was, again, one of the real strategic decisions we made a few years ago was to focus on our field educators. And so we actually have 16 local food, small farm educators that work with not only farmers markets, but work with people that are interested in starting that local food enterprise. They want to know more about where their food comes from. They want to be involved. And we think we can, again, add value by helping those people as they get started to make sure that their decisions are solid and research-based. And so that's an area that we're really excited about. We continue to get a lot of interest. We've also been approached by hospitals and some nonprofits that would like to establish those small farms. Again, working not only with our educators, but also with our large cadre of master gardeners.
How well does the University of Illinois Extension do in representing and serving underserved communities?
You know, that's another really important question and one that we're active in. One of the things with our metro clubs, there's been a big focus to look at Hispanic populations, and so we have Latino 4-H clubs that we're currently recruiting. The 4-H has a unique approach in that when they recruit someone that's multilingual, they also want to make sure that they're multicultural, that they understand the dynamics of the family. And for me, that's one of the real strengths that we offer to the whole university, is that if we can connect and establish that level of trust with families when they're young, when they're in 4-H programs, that may ultimately translate to those students feeling more comfortable to come to our university as they get older. And so I think it's important that connection has to be on a very personal level. It has to be that level of trust. And again, that's something I'm really encouraged about, that we can offer that way of recruiting some of our underrepresented students to come to campus.
When you look at 4-H, are you seeing very many people of color who are part of it?
You know, that's something we're actively looking to improve. Certainly, if we look at the demographics of the state and kind of the makeup of the state, we're not quite there yet, but we are seeing some fairly significant increases, again, in the types of programs, the types of 4-H clubs that kids might want to get involved with. So that's really encouraging.
Are these changes needed in order for Extension to exist, for it to survive?
Well, I mean, I think we always
to be relevant.
To be relevant, we're trying to just make sure that the basic core mission of taking research-based information and putting it in a form that people can use to improve their lives, I think that hasn't changed at all. That's the same basic mission that we've had for 100 years. Again, what's different is the types of information we deliver, the audiences that we reach, and just the approach that we take. But I think that's always going to be very critical. You know, the other thing that we see, and I see where Extension really can add value to our university, is that many of the researchers, when they put in grant proposals or they apply for funding, more and more there's a requirement that they demonstrate broader impacts. They show how their research will translate into helping people improve their lives. And again, I think that's where Extension has a really unique fit, because that's our business. That's what we do. We have offices all over the state. We have a presence, and we can take that research that's being generated on our campus and apply it and help people actually improve their lives.
And there's not just discussion about broadening the research ideas, but also broadening the fields, expanding Extension across the University of Illinois, across multiple departments. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Right, and so this is an initiative we just started this year, actually. We're partnering with the Provost's Office, and the idea was to create a pool of resources that we would open up to the entire campus, and we requested proposals from all across campus how they would partner with Extension and take their research base, work with our Extension field staff, and translate into actually delivering and demonstrating those broader impacts. We had a great response. We had over 70 pre-proposals that were submitted, some outstanding ones that we're sorting through right now. We've narrowed it down to 10, and we hope to fund 5 or 6 of those proposals that, again, will take the solid core research base that we have on campus and make it available to a broader audience throughout the state.
How have some of the budgetary problems in the past affected the University of Illinois Extension?
Right, so about 4 years ago, we took a huge budget hit, upwards of 25%. It was primarily state funding that prompted that, and that prompted a very dramatic restructuring of the system. We were able to handle some of that through retirements, but there were some terminations that occurred, so it was a very tumultuous time. So now, as I look at where we're positioned, I think we're in a really good spot. We have we're able to expand into some of these new areas, and one thing that's really encouraging to me is that we're able to attract a lot of new people into the system. As we're trying to rebuild our ranks and trying to specialize more, about 30% of our staff has less than 2 years of experience with the University Extension. So we're seeing really a whole new generation of people coming in that bring new ideas, new perspectives, a lot more diversity in terms of our workforce. And so it's really encouraging to see some of those new ideas as we kind of plan for the next 100 years, what it's going to look like.
That was George Sipar. He's the Director and Associate Dean of Outreach and Extension Services in the College of Agriculture, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences at the University of Illinois. Zapar spoke with Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers. This year, the Extension celebrates its 100th anniversary.